It's time for Operation Freedom with your host, Dr. Dave Janda, on Southeast Michigan's conservative powerhouse, Wham Talk 1600.
Welcome back to Operation Freedom, folks. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker here at Wham Talk 1600. We're here every Sunday for you from 2 to 5 Eastern. We're also on call for you 24-7 at our Operation Freedom YouTube channel and DaveJanda.com, both the free side and the subscription side, a mere 30 cents a day, $9 a month, one of the biggest bangs for the buck in all the internet for the content you get. When I started the show today, I mentioned that it was my understanding that Attorney General Barr would be releasing a summary report to Congress and it would be issued to Congress by tomorrow morning. Actually, it just was released. And in fact, let me just read the concluding sentence from Attorney General Barr to Congress. Quote, "The special counsel's investigation did not, underline not, find that the Trump campaign or anyone associated with it conspired or coordinated with Russia in its efforts to influence the 2016 presidential election," period. End quote. Miraculously, I still have not received a phone call of apology from the thousands of people that denigrated me, threatened me, and harassed me over the past 2 years when I gave you this conclusion almost 2 years ago when this all started. Frankly, I can't think of a better person to have with us than someone who actually was a very integral player in the Trump campaign back in 2016 and continues to be a player as it relates to the president and documenting the president. I'm honored to have with us Gene Ho. Gene is Donald Trump's personal photographer who recently wrote a book. It's a phenomenal book, by the way, and the pictures in there are phenomenal. Trumpography, obviously available on Amazon and any major bookstore. Gene shares his behind-the-scenes experiences on the two-year presidential campaign trail and what he learned about President Trump, then Citizen Trump, his family, his staff, and the Americans who saw him in true hope and change, and shares what really are incredible stories of what became a grueling campaign, as well as his perceptions of the character of the man now, the 45th president of the United States, all markedly different than what the bought-off lamestream fake media wants any American to believe. Gene also shares his book experienced intense censorship, while all of the other Trump books, all negative, enjoyed boundless promotion. You can learn more about Gene Ho and purchase a book, Trumpography. Go to his website, Gene Ho, GeneHo.com. Gene, welcome to Operation Freedom.
Thank you very much. How are you?
So, Gene, I'm sure you're in shock that the attorney that the Mueller report ended up as a big nothing burger as far as a treason, as far as the president being in collusion with Russia. I'm sure you're in shock, Gene.
I was just like you, just lying in wait for this day that happened yesterday. End of the discussion. No collusion. I knew it all along. You knew it all along. Anyone in the Trump campaign knew it all along. It was never about that. It was about the people in America finally having the courage to stand alongside of a great man.
And Gene, how many thousands of people came to you and said, Gene, you were with this guy for 2 years. How many Russians were around him? Gene, this must have been one of the biggest goat rodeos to have to deal with, especially you who've dealt with him for years to deal with.
You know what? The thing was, is like when this whole thing started in the first place, I was like, what? Russia? Like, it wasn't even a thing. I tell you, there was so much support for Donald Trump along the campaign trail. If there was a rally that had a auditorium or a arena that fit 20,000 people, there was about 5,000 or 10,000 people waiting outside to get in. We, as Americans, love this man, and I was there inside watching Trump, and he is a decent man. He's a good man. Very different from what you say, as I say, to the lamestream media, the way they portray him.
So, Gene, how did you come to meet Donald Trump and get involved in the campaign?
Yeah, this is a great story because I was at a convention shooting the whole, photographing the whole convention. Ben Carson was there. Ted Cruz was there. And I see Trump. And like, oh, wow. So I take some pictures of Trump. I actually send it to him, not thinking anything. And lo and behold, like 2 or 3 weeks later, I get a personal handwritten note from Donald Trump saying, Gene, love the photos. Thank you very much. And then from there, about 3 or 4 months before he officially ran, I was invited to photograph the first Trump rally. This was even before he even began to run. And then I was there for the whole time until Election Day. So this was a wonderful experience for me.
Now, his first interactions with the public, they were very small, weren't they?
Yeah. Dr. Dave, this is the most amazing thing. Could you ever imagine a Trump rally with maybe 50 people in the room, Trump starts speaking, and then people are coming in late and just taking a seat up front because there was no one there. I mean, that's how small it was in the beginning. It was incredible.
And so, Gene, your first, your first impression of him, and then your impression as time transpired.
Okay, first of all, originally I'm from New York. I live in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina today.
Right.
So I always knew of Trump, never met him. I always admired him, but I'll be honest, when I first met him, I thought, this guy's going to be the biggest jerk ever. Because I photographed a lot of celebrities before in the past,
right?
And I won't name their names, but a lot of them I just used to love, and then you meet them in real life, yeah. And they are the biggest jerks in the world.
Right, right.
When I met Trump, it was just amazing. He is so nice of a person, and everyone involved that knows him feels the same exact way that I did. He is a very nice person, and over time, you would think that I would be turned off for him because I've been working for him for 2 years. But no, I endorsed him, voted for him, and I still support him to this day.
So let me give you, about 30-some years ago, my dad was in the construction industry in Chicago, built big buildings. And he was going to have some meetings with Donald Trump, citizen, right? 30-some years ago. So his game was not as good 30 years ago as it was now, but his game was still fantastic back then. Because my dad used to like to challenge people, tell them things that he felt they needed to know, but not what they wanted to hear, right? So my mom says to my dad before the meeting, she goes, you know, Ben, why, this guy is an ego guy. I mean, he's really kind of wrapped up in himself. And, you know, him. So my dad goes to me, comes back, after, and he says, you know, he's very different in private than he is, you know, in public and on the tube. He goes, you know, he listens. And he goes, I gave him my best shots. I gave him some really, really bad stuff that he needed to know. And he goes, usually when that happens, people tune out. You know, they just, you know, he goes, he just kept pushing me. Give me more. Give me more of this. Don't let me hear more of this. I want to hear more. Because if we're going to make this thing work, I got to know all the bad. And he goes, and the other thing he said was that, and this is 30 years ago, he surrounded himself with good, hardworking, honest people. Now, Gene, that was 30 years ago, Ben Janda's interpretation. Has that changed in 30 years?
You know what? I, as proof, you'll hear it in interview after interview, because exactly what you said is what I've been telling people. Donald Trump has a unique ability, and this is how I know you're telling the truth, obviously. But he has a unique ability that if you're talking with him, he is focused in on you. I'll be honest, Dr. Dave, I have a very, very bad habit that if I'm talking to somebody in a big room, my eyes are like wandering the room. Oh, is someone more important? Could I talk? Could I network with someone more important? Donald Trump, if he's talking to you, he's looking in your eye and he's speaking with you. And it's an amazing thing for a person, quite frankly, of that power to be able to do that. It's the same as he was 30 years ago as he is today.
Many people have, if you will, put the theory out there that And I know this. I realize this is bogus, but I want you to address it.
Yeah.
That he's insensitive. That he's always playing around. That he his work schedule. I mean, this was one of the bought off lamestream fake media's report. Oh, his work schedule is nothing compared to other presidents. As far as he spends a lot. Oh, it's late before he gets to work. I mean, this guy's going 24/7. How much does this guy sleep?
You know what? When I first went on there, and I thought this was like, oh, they're trying to create some legend of him. People there in the campaign said, you know, Trump only sleeps about 3 or 4 hours a night. I'm like, yeah, right. Okay, whatever. I am telling you, this. Here's the. How about this way? I'll prove it this way, Dr. Dave. When was the last time that you ever heard Trump speak and he says, excuse my voice, I have a cold, I'm a little bit under the weather. When have you ever, have we ever, he's been in daily, when have you ever seen that? The guy has an energy level that walked circles around all of the people in the campaign. The guy is perhaps the hardest worker that not only as a president, but probably that I ever seen. And I have great work ethics, but never seen anything like Trump and never seen anything like his physical strength of how he does it physically. It's amazing.
And mentally and intellectually, he is constantly denigrated as being stupid and inappropriate. In fact, going back 30 years, I can tell you my dad thought that Donald Trump was one of the most analytical people he had ever come in contact with. And that's saying something from Ben Janda. Your take.
Okay. Here's the honest truth about it. And here's the thing about this book that I wrote, Trumpography. You know what, Dr. Dave, could you imagine, do you know what? I spent 2 years studying the guy. Could you imagine what, if I wanted to lie, what my book on the open market would be worth?
Oh, my, right. Oh, Gene.
There are people earning $1 million if cash advance, and they spent maybe a fraction of the time. But I mean, how valuable would I be as a shill to go in there and say, hey, by the way, guys, I spent 2 years from him. I know what I saw. I saw him personally. I saw him personally and write a bunch of lies. How many millions do you think that would be worth?
Oh, too many millions to count.
See, the thing is with Trump, he is a brilliant, brilliant man. He is a hard worker. He challenges me, by the way, as a photographer. He never let me slide. Everything had to be quick. Everything had to, the color balance had to be right. I was constantly spot checked by him. But I appreciate everything that he has given me because he has made me a better person, and he's making this country a greater country.
Now Gene, you are a second-generation Chinese-American, correct?
First-generation, meaning my parents immigrated here legally, and I was the first generation. My parents are Chinese, and so I came in here, and I was born in Brooklyn, New York.
Now, the reason why I bring that up is President Trump has been accused of being a racist. Now, you, being a Chinese-American descent,
yep.
Did you ever get the sense that he was a racist toward you or to anyone of color or any demographic that has that they keep pointing to that he's racially biased against?
How is it that I have the same story because I know him? Diamond Silk has the same story, which I'm their personal photographer now. Candace Owens has the same story. People of color and people of a minority background like me, we are ultra sensitive to people that are racist. We see things that other people don't see, and we get tipped off with it. Donald Trump is not a racist. And the other thing about it, when he met my wife and my son, my wife is white, and so my son is mixed. He looked at my son, and this was a perfect time to be like, oh my goodness, this guy is really a racist. But he looked at my son and he said, beautiful, beautiful, and looked at my son and doted on my son as if it was his own grandson. And it was that day I knew this guy is not a racist. There wasn't even an inkling of that. It's all made up, and it's from people that don't know Trump, period.
Or want to harm him.
Yes. Yeah, it's no one wants the mainstream media. The fake news do not want to portray him the way he is accurately should be portrayed. End of story.
Folks, we are speaking with Gene Ho. He has a phenomenal book, Trumpography. Go to Gene's website, GeneHo.com. Buy the book. Look over the website. Gene, you are a phenomenal professional photography artist, but you're also actually a great writer. And you also are very networked, obviously, with the media and with communications. Now, I bring this up for the following reason. The president has been lambasted for his use of Twitter, for his use of social media. As a professional in the communications world, your take on that?
Here's the thing, Dr. Dave. Of course that they're criticizing him for that, because he can go directly from his thoughts directly to our thoughts, we the people. What the mainstream media wants, and of course you know, and everyone else that is awake knows, they want the media to be the intermediary, the person in between, so that they can interpret or design what they want the president to say and do. And lo and behold, new technology, everything is great. He has an ability to speak directly to we the people, and it has everyone freaked out in the mainstream media. That's what's going on. Everyone in your audience knows it. You have a big audience. I can't believe how many people were so excited that I was going to be on your show. But your people that listen know Trump is able to communicate directly to his constituency. That's what's going on.
Gene, you knew him as Citizen Trump, and now you know him as President Trump. What surprised you the most about Citizen Trump, and what has surprised you the most about President Trump?
Interesting thing, it was the same exact thing. Trump hasn't changed since I met him, so I thought maybe after he became president that he would change. It was like the same thing. But one of the things that I found most interesting about Trump, and it goes again to how I am personally, which I don't like, and I need to fix it. If I'm in the room, I spot the most famous person in the room, and I'm going to try to mingle my way in to see this person. Trump, on the other hand, and I've seen it backstage many, many times, because there was a lot of celebrities, a lot of famous people backstage. When Trump walks into a room, his eyes spy the room, and he looks for anyone in uniform, a police, a fire, U.S. Army soldiers, whatever. Trump will walk into a room, and that's who he would spy out. Whereas me, quite frankly, sometimes I'm like, oh, who's the most important person in the room? Trump doesn't do that. Trump authentically loves the people that serve this country, in particular, the men in blue, the firefighters, first responders, and also the military. And that's why he's a great president.
Gene, I have been very supportive of the First Lady. And in the People's Republic of Ann Arbor here, she is denigrated as being, oh, she's a beautiful woman, but she's not very smart and the like. I, on the other hand, have been denigrated by saying, look, she's not only a beautiful woman, on the other hand, she has even a higher intellect than her physical beauty. And in fact, they go crazy here in Ann Arbor when I say this, but I believe she is one of the most valued and valuable confidants and advisors that President Trump has. Am I off?
No. You put it this way, and we all know this, and even your distractors know this. When you see a great man look towards his wife, and Trump is doing great and marvelous things, but Melania is smart. All the children, all the Trump children, are very smart. And one thing you can't hide, sooner or later will come out. You cannot hide your interaction with your family. And the Trump children, his wife, all support him and love him. And look how smart they are. They're brilliant, all of them.
One of the big concerns, Gene, amongst his supporters is the president's safety. And the reason is because the president has taken on the deep state, the globalist syndicate, the like.
Correct.
Do you believe that the security around the president, and I truly believe there's a there's the Secret Service, and then there's another maybe layer or layers around him. Do you have any qualms about the safety of the president having been around him so closely and for so long?
I will tell you an interesting story about this, because part of my duties was to be around backstage to wait until Trump got there. So there was a lot of times I'm literally backstage sitting there for literally hours, sitting there talking to a Secret Service agent that is basically guarding my square area that I'm at. And we had a lot of time to have discussions. Without naming the names that they named to me personally, I can tell you who they like and who they don't like. And I can tell you that they all love Trump because Trump treats the Secret Service and those whom are protecting him with the utmost honor. And when they do that, people see that, and they are willing to do anything to protect him. Not to say that they wouldn't, because they're bound to protect whoever they are protecting. But it's a big difference when you really, really love and when you really believe the person that you're guarding. And I could tell you, all the Secret Service agents love Donald Trump. They love him, and I have no qualms about his safety at all.
And in fact, Gene, there have been some attempts on his life, haven't there?
That was reported, yes.
Gene, when you look back at this experience, and you have been around a lot of very important people, celebrities, if you will. In a nutshell, how is Donald Trump different from some of the biggest celebrities that you've also covered?
I've covered many people over the course of a lot of years. Some great, some not so great. You just never know who you run into. Mm-hmm. But I have never met a person that when he was one-on-one with you, and it was at the end of the workday, and that all things were finished, and he doesn't have to get on my case because I'm not shooting fast enough, or I didn't get this right, or I didn't get this in on time. Right. You know, put all that stuff aside. But to see a person that knows how to operate in two levels, as a personal level and as a commander-in-chief or a boss, Trump knows how to do that. And that's why he gets things done, because if you're working with him or for him or as part of the country, he expects things done in a certain way. And that's why certain people don't like him, because they get fired. But when it comes to Trump, he will challenge you. But at the end of the day, he could talk to you and have a good time, and he can be personal with you. And that's how he is. He's a very, very likable person. And anyone that knows him personally will tell you that. Can't even speak more highly enough about him.
Gene, educate our listeners on your book and how they can purchase it, because it's really a phenomenal book in so many different ways.
Thank you. Well, the book is called Trumpography. You can get it by, obviously, Amazon and the other outlets. But if you go to my website, genehoe.com, G-E-N-E-H-O.com, there's a link to it. But the more important thing is, a lot of people think at first that this is going to be a book about only photographs, but it's not. These are stories about Trump with me as a fly on the wall, just watching him interact with different people. You have to remember, sometimes I spent a whole day with him and not even said maybe two or three words to him, because I was the photographer. I was not there to be his friend or to chummy up to him. I was there to take pictures of him, and in the process, I watched him. And so these are stories about how he interacted with other people, and hopefully it will inspire you, and people that read it will be inspired, and it will tell the true story of what Donald Trump is really like.
Gene, I'd like to thank you for everything you have done, everything that you are doing, and everything that you will do. Your role in this freedom movement is incredibly huge. You're passing on the truth, your honest truth, and insight is so critical to an understanding of what we have at hand in our favor and what we're up against when it comes to those that are, if you will, trying to remove Donald Trump as president of the United States, that being the deep state. And I'd like to thank you for bringing clarity to the issue. Folks, you're listening to Operation Freedom. I'm Dr. Dave Janda, broadcasting from our Freedom Bunker here at WAM Talk 1600.